the sweeter it goes. That's the journey with Jesus, isn't it? Today we're going to be looking at Acts chapter 2 again. I've been studying and praying. The Lord has me just hanging out there, studying it, and learning some things for myself, but learning some things to prepare that I believe God wants to speak to us today about. And as you turn to Acts chapter 2, we're going to look at verse 43. Fear came upon every soul, and that's kind of where we're going to hang out. I'm going to share with you a story that had some relevance to it as well. It said a man had not been in church for a long, long time. He knew he needed to repent and turn back to God. He had not been in church. He had not been reading his Bible. He had not been praying. And he just got all these other things in his life that took priority, if you would, in his life. And it's easily done, I guess, that people begin to have these other things filter in their life and they begin to just do those things instead of gathering together to worship and studying the Bible. And he had not done that for quite some time. And this particular weekend, some friends had invited him to go deep sea fishing. And so they went deep sea fishing. They got all their equipment. They got all the things that they needed to do to go deep sea fishing. They're out fishing, having a good time, drinking and partying and doing all the things that they had planned on doing, of which about midstream into their trip, there was a huge storm came up. Most of the men on there had not been on the ocean deep sea fishing when a storm came up. They got scared because the longer they were out there, the stronger the storms and the waves and the lightning and the rain and thunder and all that began to take place. So they got scared and they looked at this particular man when that storm come raging, and he yelled at him, "You're a Christian. Call out to God and have him save us." So he hesitantly, reluctantly decided to pray. And his prayer went like this: "God, I haven't spoken to you in 15 years. And if you'll get us out of this storm, I won't bother you or talk to you for another 15 years." At least he was honest. In Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, you see the coming of the Holy Spirit of God's promise. In verses 5 through 13, you see the Holy Spirit's power and impact upon the people. In verses 14 through 36, you see that Peter being restored by Jesus Christ, and with vigor and power, he was inspired by God and preached a Holy Spirit-filled sermon. And then in verses 37 through 47, we see the response to the message and the impact of the life-changing experiences they had and the beginning of the church age as we know it. A lot of powerful things, supernatural things, took place in Acts chapter 2. And so we look at that today and we long for that Holy Spirit power that we engage and experience it today. As we've gathered here this morning, some are watching, but you have chose to gather, and I praise God for that. Are you going to play it safe? Okay. Are you going to play it safe and stay in your comfort zone? Are you going to step out in faith today and live the life that God wants you to live and to trust Him to be in total control? You see, because this life of Him being in total control is beyond going to church. It's beyond quoting Scripture. It's beyond telling people what they should do and not do. It's about an intimacy with God, a Holy Spirit power that we may not have ever experienced in our life. When we go, God, I surrender all. I'm tired of singing it. I no longer want to just be going through the rituals of life. I surrender all. You have the controls of my life. Now I want to live by faith and trust you in every aspect of my life. I'm not hanging on to anything else. I'm not got any more junk drawers in my life. I'm releasing them to you to see what you alone can do through me to glorify you for your kingdom. In verse 43, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Father, this morning, we come to you, Lord. Come to you humbly, God, that I am a man undone, but God, I am standing for you this morning to be your ambassador, to speak your word. So, Lord, I pray that no one hears my words, but they hear from you. That today, Lord, as you speak, that we listen, trust, and obey. Pray that you pour out your Holy Spirit, that there's power, and that there's signs and wonders that we will experience and embrace today. Pray, God, that if we've been going through the motions, that today we repent. I pray, Lord, that if we've been playing church and we don't have a relationship with you, that today they get saved. Pray, Lord, that we take that next step, whatever that is that you're very much aware of, in our walking in faith and in line with you and your plans. Be glorified in all aspects of this service. Draw us as you invite us to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Many women and men have been trained and fought for us to experience what we experience today. The land of the free. Praise God for that. The fear of the Lord is an awareness and an acknowledgement of God's holiness, His power, His superiority, in whom we all will stand and give an account. I've heard story upon story of men and women who served overseas. And upon being fired at and shelled at, whether or not their faith and trust had been in God previously, but they begin to cry out to God to help them then. That fear, that awareness, that acknowledgement of God and who He is. We should be in reverence and worship of Him. Amen? For He is set apart away from us. He is the only true God. We should be in awe of God every single day. When we pray, when we read the Bible, whether we're singing hymns, or when we gather together here at church, we should stand in awe of who God is and His majesty. Look, if you would, this morning at Psalms 111. Psalms 111. I pray that you will fall deeper and heavier and take your Bible reading, study, and meditating to the next level, that you fall in love with the Bible. In Psalms 111, beginning in verse 9, He sent redemption unto His people. He hath commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverent is His name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding have all they do his commandments. His praise endureth how long? Forever. Praise be to God. He sent his redemption for you and I. In Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, the signs and wonders were done, and they were poured out by the Holy Spirit of God. Begin to see supernatural things that was going on. And God proved then He is Almighty God. And I pray today that God will reveal to you and I and prove that He is still Almighty God. You see, there were a lot of mockers at that time as well. Are those people a bunch of drunks? What are they doing? Why are they this? Why are they that? We've got mockers today in our culture. They had mockers in their day. But see, when this began to take place, the many signs and wonders were done, the supernatural things were going on, the mockers were silenced by what they saw and what they heard. Do we really stand in awe of the majesty of God? Do we really seek Him diligently? Give you a test, and you can place in there whatever it is, device that draws you. Spending 5 minutes reading and studying the Word of God, then later spending 2 hours on Facebook, seem out of balance to you? Hello. I'm picking Facebook, but you can pick whatever you want. Sport, media device, whatever. How much do you love God? He loves you beyond what you could even fathom. And He is worthy of giving Him our all. Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. In the year of King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up. And His train filled the temple, and it stood. The seraphims, each one had 6 wings. With twain He covered His face, and with twain He covered His feet, and with twain He did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Wow. And then verse 5, Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King and the Lord of hosts. This is God Yahweh. This is God Almighty. Do we really get a picture of the true and only God? In Philippians chapter 2. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. This is talking about the whole earth, okay? That means all of us. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things of earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. These powerful people at Pentecost, these people who had great influence and leadership of all these different countries, had gathered these people in their arrogance and their rituals and knowing it all attitudes, were stopped in their tracks because of what God Almighty was doing. The power and the majesty of God was on full display. The facts were being presented, and the signs and wonders of God was so strong that the mouths of the liberals and the legalistic people were shut up. They laid down their protest signs. There is a paralyzing fear that come to those, or will come to those, who deny Christ. There will be gnashing of teeth and the realization that there is an Almighty God and that He has all authority. When you submit to Him, confess Him as Lord, the more you get to know Him, the more you realize His majesty. The more you realize His love for you. The more you realize His plans for you. The more that you take that relationship with God to the next level. I want to know more about you. I want to spend more time with you. I want to read your word so much more. I want to share with my friends about you. Because of what you're doing in my life, I can't shut up. I don't understand it. But I'm going to tell you, I am a backward, shy individual that just as soon sit and read by myself rather than get in front of people, because whenever I still stand today, I'm a nervous wreck. But because of what God's done in my life, I cannot quit bragging about Him. You know, I watched the Awana Awards, and I watched people get up here and they froze, got a little nervous, and I'm like, yeah, I can identify with a bit of that. I can't throw off on somebody that gets in front of people, because I don't know how I do. I just say, God, I can't, but You can, and I'm going to stand here and share about You, and You just take it and run with it, because I'm liable to fumble all over the place. But God, I know what You can do. So I want to be Your ambassador to speak up for You. And the more that I like that relationship, the more I want to be with that relationship and realize my need for Him. I want to live out His design plan for me. And because I love other people, I want them to live out God's plan for them as well. The more you diligently pray, the more you get to know Him. Have you ever noticed that? If I put all of you all in a bus that only held the same amount of number, and you had no empty seats in the bus, so we're all together, and we're driving for 3 days, 10, 12 hours a day, you think we'll get to know each other better? Oh, yeah. Day three would be very interesting, wouldn't it? You know, as you spend time together with people, you get to know them better. When you get down to the dinner table and you take your cell phone and kick it to the curb and you begin to conversate and talk to one another, you get to know each other a little bit better. Right? The more you talk to them, the more you know their voice. Right? When Wes Davison calls me, I don't have to say, who is this? I know his voice. When Tom Nelson calls me, I don't have to say, who is this? That's Tom Nelson. I know him because we have had conversations together before. And if I know their voice and I know God's voice, then I don't have to discern, is this You, God, or is it not? Hello? So the more diligently I pray, the more I know Him and know the peace that He has for me. So the question presses us today. What do we need, or what do you need to give up to be more faithful and diligent to God, have priority one in your life? I don't know what that is, but I know God does. And I know this, it'll be worth it beyond your imagination to say, yes, Lord, I surrender all. I know I'm preaching to the choir when I ask this morning, but you can go tell, ask somebody else. I know that you're here, that you're committed, but if you were to compare work to church in attendance, would you be fired? Just the question. I know you're here. He said, preacher, you're here. Yeah, I know. Your employer holds your paycheck. God holds your life and your future. And by the way, God is not your servant. Hello? God is not sitting up there being your servant. Oh, they asked for this, I'll give it to them today. God is almighty. He's sovereign. He knows all things. He has our future already in mind. He's the one that we will have to stand for. And we gather to praise Him, to seek Him, to hear from Him, and to respond to His drawing us to Him. So I challenge you to take it to the next level in your relationship with God. Move farther away from the worldly line of living and move closer to God. Take it to the next level. He's preparing you today. He has you right here today. He's preparing you for what He wants to do with you next, if you will just simply trust and obey. Is the Holy Spirit of God calling you to salvation? Well, today's the day that you have. You don't have the promise of tomorrow. Will you trust Him? Say, Lord, I confess You as my Lord. I place my trust in You. I know I need You. I know I need to ask forgiveness, and I do that. I believe what You did for me on the cross. Today's your day. Will you respond by saying yes? Because you're going to respond. You're going to sit and not, and you're going to say no. Or you're going to move and say yes. Do you need to follow God in believer's baptism? But you have been saved, but you want to follow Him in believer's baptism? Today's your day. Maybe the rituals and religion and stale life that you've been complacent, and God's calling you today to repent, turn from and turn to, and renew your relationship with God. Trust Him. He's already all-knowing. He is powerful. He is powerful. You may not understand that, realize that, or experience that, but I'm going to tell you, God is powerful. Today is the day that you have. He cares for you and He loves you. Today's the day He's given you. He's spoken to your heart. What will you say to Him? You know, we should not fear the one on earth that can do this or that to us, but we should fear the one who has the power and authority to send us to hell, to be eternally separated, eternally separated from Him. Don't be deceived. God knows. And God loves you. And He has a wonderful plan for you. Are you willing to forsake all and trust Him? Father in heaven, You're here and You're speaking. Your Holy Spirit's here moving. Now, Lord, is the time to respond. Lord, as we stand and the ladies begin to play, pour out your love. Pour out your Holy Spirit to just be here in power and just talk to our hearts what we need to respond to. Getting out of the rut and the rituals and the stalemate of life, but taking that relationship with you to the next level. Some may, Lord, have confessed you as Lord and Savior, and they've not followed you in baptism. Today, that's the next level for them. That's the next step, and I pray they feel you comfortably drawing them. Some, Lord, have been playing church. Some have been coming to church and not yet received you as Savior and Lord, and pray today that they would ask forgiveness, confess you as Lord today, and trust you. Lord, as we extend this invitation, may the freedom and the liberty be in this place, that you would bind Satan so that you could be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As you stand,